progress you're trying to see with your team?
No, the block of the last three, we've given up more even strength than we did prior. So it's a function of where they're coming from. More concerned off the rush than necessarily in zone. We had the one from the back of the net last night. Whether you were hoping for a call or not, it still ended up in our net. But this defensive zone concept, it's not like you write it on the board, you get it, and you go, and there's your defense for the rest of your life. It's a work in progress. It's learning the balance between controlling a puck and getting a puck out, sitting back and pushing, and that takes, you know, takes players sometimes individually years to develop that. But I'm it's the one area of our game that I completely understand what happens on the ice when a mistake is made, and that's really important. And then secondly, and an even greater importance, is the players are starting to see it too, so they're able to pick out the assignments and when things going bad, and fewer questions coming back to the bench. Is that my guy? Do I go down there with him? What should I do there?
You say it was so good.
Yeah.
Is that a team game thing? Does he just need to be better than he was last night, or were you assessing
him? Thought he played exactly like our hockey team did. Thought he was battling hard in the net, and some of the things that he was able to do in the earlier, he couldn't quite get to some of the things he got to. With not an easy game for him to play with traffic and block shots and the power play goal off a broken stick gets you out of position, even the rush. He played exactly like our group did, which means we are expecting a better, I don't want to say effort, but a better looking game, the next game from everybody.
The game that was played yesterday,
there wasn't a letdown last night, right? So they weren't running out of position, getting away from what they were trying to do to break a game open, and that's what I'd seen in the past. A lot of routes that suggested at 1-0, everything changes. The offense now, it's trading them back and forth. And it wasn't a lull where guys aren't putting out what they had. I had no problem with our execution wasn't as good as it had been earlier. But in terms of the compete level, that is the one area more than our defensive play that excites me about that room. To have a team as young as our team learn to value that compete level as number one is probably the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing to get in your room. Especially to do it with a young team, because mostly, they learn how to compete as they get through the league. You see those 32, 33-year-old guys, they're aerobically big tanks, they're strong, and they're hard on every puck, and they're veteran guys. To get it as a young team would be the single most important thing that we do here. And so when you ask that question on your day one, who are we? Who are the Winnipeg Jets? That's the first thing that pops to your mind, that would be something that we could hold on to for a lot of years.
So you mentioned arrive and discover
this? It doesn't alter it. It was absolutely one of the enticing things about coming here, without a doubt. Because they liked a lot of the things that the team does, but if we're sitting 25th on that list, there's only so much room that you're going to get better. But with where we are, depending on your list, I also like the fact, and I know I've used the word young at certain times, that it's not talked about here. That's not something like in the other teams. And saw Barry last night, we had a great young team. That was a big win for us. That's not something we talk about in the room. We don't look at our Scheifele and Trouba and our young players going out. There are good players going out. So I like the fact that that's not a word that get fired out. But going back to the original idea, that's... those are things. If you can get a young team that can learn to compete and value that, then that's a foundation. That's something to build. We can build from that.
What are your concerns about the Olympic break?
So, I think there are two kinds of fitness. There's the the capacity, the pace, fitness, the quickness, that, and you can build on that in practice, and you can improve that in a team, I think, in about a 10-day block of practices. You can get them up to game pace. Then there's the, go back to, you know, the last time we went through Olympic break that I remembered, we ended up going to the finals. We came out fast and quick, and I had a bunch of guys like, you know, the Brindamores, Robert Gary was around, the Jelenas of the world, that were older, fit men that used that break to rest but came back roaring. You know, they had an experience under them to know how to handle that break. So the concern is, you know, there'd be a bunch of these guys that haven't gone through an Olympic break that don't have the experience. There's not anything we can do in terms of structuring anything mandatory for our players. We're going to put out some guidelines for them, and then we're going to use the time we get back. So for me, scheduling that, I knew on the last Olympic break exactly what our practices are going to look like, because I knew what our team was going to look like when they came back. Here, we're going to have to figure out where we are in terms of what we've done over that break when we structure what we do. That was really, really vague. Sorry.
No, but what about the players who aren't going? You're concerned about, you get some key players.
Right.
At presumably some risk, not from security, but just because they're playing.
Yeah. I've always looked at that as it has to be a benefit. I mean, they're going to go and play at a really, really high level. It's and they're going to get better from it emotionally when they come back. We'll be right in the real teeth of a race, so they'll just continue on. I prefer to have more guys going than not.
Any hints as to when we might not see Paul Postma or Zach Redmond?
So Paul Postma is going to play some games for us in the American Hockey League. I'd like at some point, because they've both been out for so long, I'd like to get them in some games. But as I said earlier, I'm comfortable with the way the six guys on our back end have been performing, and there's you don't want to get in a situation where one mistake and a guy comes out of the lineup, because playing defense is built on, you're going to make a handful of mistakes every night, and you hope you get better from them. So I'm not looking to be yanking guys in and out to do that. I'd like to have those defensemen go and play so that when they get their chance, they feel comfortable that they're ready to go and that we get a real good assessment, even if it's for a short window.
On that Olympic topic, with your performance in Chicago, does that fall under your...
Yeah, I was pretty happy with Pav's performance in the overtime win the night before. And I don't think that you necessarily lose the number one position because the other guy comes in and plays as well as you have. Hey, this is the way this works, and I'm fully aware of it. The guy that's in the net doesn't win. He shouldn't have been in the net. So I get how that gets scrutinized every game, but I have a history of running one goaltender very, very hard. I'm also learning about both of them. I've watched Al play this year and really like what he's done. And every so-called backup goalie over the course of the season gets his opportunity to grab the reins. I also think sometimes there's some confidence built in not necessarily playing the next night after you've absolutely played fantastic, especially for a guy who doesn't have a lot of games under his belt.